hours on the Senate floor. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Senate chaplain a short time ago noting the passing of Britain's queen and asking blessings for King Charles, who's leading a series of events in Scotland where the public is getting a chance to pay respects. After a service at St. Giles Cathedral, where the Queen's coffin remains through tomorrow before heading to London to lie in state for several days, some Scottish lawmakers want a second referendum on independence, but are still attending today's events.
It is a measure of the respect in which Queen Elizabeth II was held that you have these Nationalist Party members and the leader of the Scottish National Party paying fulsome tribute to her.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in London. School still hasn't started in Seattle, where it's day four of a strike by teachers pushing not only for better pay, but more teachers and diversity in hiring. What's believed to be the largest ever U.S. strike of private sector nurses is underway in Minnesota.
We are out here literally to save our profession.
That's Mary Turner, president of the Minnesota Nurses Association, on day one of a three-day strike in nurses' demands over health care benefits, staffing issues, and pay, turning down an over 10% increase over 3 years.
Hospitals are continuing to choose profit over health care.
We are united in fighting for a fair contract.
There's some of the 15,000 nurses at 16 hospitals in Minnesota who've walked off the job following months of failed negotiations.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Hospital systems say they're disappointed by the strike as they use temporary staffing, including nurses from out of state. Wall Street rallies. The Dow up 231 points at the closing bell, though that's a bit off the session highs. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
An Indiana judge won't hear arguments until next week on whether to block more abortion restrictions.
Until that hearing, the updated restrictions are set to take effect on Thursday. Indiana's GOP-controlled legislature approved a ban that allows abortions before 10 weeks into pregnancy in cases of rape or incest. It also can be done to protect the mother's life or if there is a lethal diagnosis for the fetus. The updated restriction adds that no abortion clinic can provide abortion services. Only hospitals and their outpatient centers can do it. Abortion clinics are suing, backed in part by the ACLU. State Attorney General Todd Rokita says Indiana's constitution does not make abortion a fundamental right. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A partial retreat in Ukraine as Russian forces pull back in areas Ukrainian forces are reclaiming in the south and east.
As many as 30 settlements and counting in the Kharkiv region are now back in the hands of Ukrainian forces. Left behind Russian tanks now dot the landscape as Ukrainian soldiers raise Ukrainian flags high above for all to see. But while Ukraine takes occupied territory, many in Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv are without electricity and running water. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is accusing Russian forces of, quote, deliberate and cynical strikes against civilian targets.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Kyiv. Russia has said it's relocating some forces to focus on its stated mission to liberate the Donbas region. But Reuters is reporting one senior U.S. military official says many retreating Russian forces have moved over the border into Russia. Recapping a rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 229 after the closing bell, the S&P up 43, the NASDAQ up 154 points, all extending last week's rally. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.